Tech Thursday with Bird and Bird, an international law firm. Specialist legal services to technology and life sciences companies in Ireland.
Andy O'Donoghue, last week you gave us high-tech laundry products. The previous week it was all about cleaning the inside of the house, a good spring clean. You're heading out into the garden today and I want to start with the most remarkable product I think that you have on the list. A weeding robot. A what?
Oh, this is pretty impressive, Matt. It's the Turtle Weeding Robot. And actually, just before we came on air, I tweeted a video of it. And it really is fascinating to watch. Costs about €350, so it is not cheap. However, it is a star of the garden, if you can get one. First thing that I love about it, it is solar powered. So essentially, and it's waterproof or weatherproof. So you bring it out into the garden in the spring, this time of year, when the weeds are starting to sprout, and you can leave it out in the garden.
Like a garden gnome, is it? Except it's a robot.
Except, actually, that would be a great toy, a robotic gnome. However, the turtle so with its solar power, so it always has power, it's self-charging, brilliant. And, of course, the thing that it does is chemical-free weeding. And what it does is it wanders around your garden. It has a miniature strimmer, so it detects weeds, takes them out. But its wheels also do some of the weeding for you. And
Andy, you say it sort of strims the weeds for you. Don't you really need to actually use your hands to get in and pull out the weeds by the roots so that they don't spring again?
Well, you're probably better at weeding than I am, Matt. However, you are right.
Sorry, I haven't done it in about 30, 40 years. But anyway, carry on.
But the wheels do help with that, and it takes them out of the ground. The idea of the strimming thing is just for those little sprouting bits that look unsightly. But the wheels then do take the weed out of the ground. I know it's not a cheap option, but if you have a big garden, this kind of thing, it really is. It's ideal for that, and the ability to chop down sprouted weeds with the little string strimmer is really good. Great thing about it is it's automated. It's essentially a little robot, but it doesn't need any programming or mapping. You literally just push the button twice and off it goes. And Cornell School of Agriculture in America, they did some research on this and they found it to be as effective as hand weeding. So good option. I know it's not cheap, but for a present, if you have a gardener in your life or someone who's very garden proud, fantastic.
Turtle is spelled T-E-R-T-I-L-L if you're looking it up online. You also have a flower care smart monitor. What is that?
So we've looked at these in the past. There are various makes. You can buy loads of them online for kind of 10 or 12 euros. However, Xiaomi, who many of your listeners will be familiar as a great smartphone maker and also a maker of scooters and all sorts of electronics, they have a flower care smart monitor. And this is a sensor that tracks sunlight, temperature, moisture, and soil fertility. So it's about kind of it's the size of a tent peg, I suppose, and looks like one, and goes into the ground. It's solar powered. It has Bluetooth connectivity, so it connects to your phone and you can use the app. The solar power gives it continuous operation, and it really is kind of the gardener's best friend because it gives you vital information about plant health without constant attention. And the soil fertility is really important, particularly if you're looking at growing particular types of flowers or vegetables. Why I like it is from Xiaomi, this is really long wearing. So, you know, you'll stick this in the ground and with its solar power, you will get years of service out of it. And for people who are serious about their gardening, it's a really useful tool.
Okay. What's your favorite automatic lawnmower?
Well, there are a few, and I've tested over the years. I've probably tested half a dozen of them, and the one company who do it best are Husqvarna, and their range of smart mowers or auto mowers are absolutely incredible. And it doesn't matter if you've got a small garden and if you want to indulge yourself, or if you have a huge garden and you need, you know, a ride-on mower. Well, forget the ride-on mower, buy the big fancy Husqvarna. The one that I thought we'd mention today is the 315X, which is about €2,500.
How much?
€2,500.
You need a damn big garden. You need a field to justify that, wouldn't you?
Well, and you know, Matt, it will essentially cut your field for you. Now, you can buy a Husqvarna for less than half of that. I think at the moment for maybe under about 900 euros. But the reason that I recommend them is they are absolutely brilliant and they are just ingenious the way that they work. First of all, it trims your grass autonomously. So it goes off and it does it, and it does it when it needs to be done. You can control it by smartphone, or you can connect it to your Google Home or your Alexa, and you can, you know, say, Alexa, mow the lawn for me. But it has, there are some models with GPS assisted navigation, and they work so well. And what they do is they go out and they cut your garden, and of course they map your garden so they know what's what, but they have really clever features. So if they go over a piece of grass, maybe where the kids have been playing or someone's been playing swing ball in the garden, showing my age, I know, but things like that where the grass gets chewed up, the mower won't cut that. It will help the growth of the grass to come back. So they work really well. The 315X, as you mentioned it, that will cut up to 0.4 of a hectare. So they're incredibly efficient. The smart features are simply the best, and the Husqvarnas are really hard wearing. At €2,500, it is not cheap, but if you want to buy the best auto mower on the market, that's your choice.
If somebody has a question about the Turtle weeding robot, how does it recognise the difference between a weed and a flower?
It's a good question, and I don't know the science of how they do it.
They claim to do know the difference.
They do, and so
because you wouldn't want to ripping up your good flowers that you've planted.
Well, I don't. You know, if you're an orchid grower, I might keep away from it. Exactly.
Another listener says about the weeding. It's a bit like Mrs. Doyle and the tea. Maybe I like the misery. There's a lot of people. That is their hobby. It's going out and it's getting down on their knees with the trowel and digging out the weeds. It gives them headspace that they actually want. The last question I want to ask you is, for those indoors, we have many listeners who don't live in houses that have gardens or who live in apartments and who might like to have an indoor garden. What have you got for them?
And I would recommend, so there's a few makes of these. The two I really like are Better Plants and Click and Grow. And when I lived in an apartment, I used to use the Click and Grow indoor garden for herbs. But Better Plants have done really well over the last while. They've really kind of made an impact on the market. And they have a smart garden. So it's an indoor smart garden, priced at about €120. And these are perfect for apartment dwellers. And the little sort of planting pot has automated LED lighting and self-watering technology. So basically, you put your flowers or your herbs or your vegetables into these little pots. It has this nutrient system built in, so the soil is enriched with the nutrients that the plants need to grow, and the LED lights come on automatically to promote maximum growing. This is really small, Matt. I mean, it's kind of, it's like maybe three paperback books lined out beside each other. It's that kind of length, a third of a meter or so. And it really makes kind of urban indoor gardening hassle-free. It's foolproof. And if you can't grow anything with this, you can. And so you can always have, you know, chilies or tomatoes or fresh herbs on hand. There are huge versions of this. If you have a kitchen, you can make a fancy version in your kitchen and restaurant versions. But for €120, it is one of the best presents you can buy somebody who lives in an apartment, because it means they will always have fresh herbs or fruit with dinner.
I'm having a look at that video you put up, Andy, of the robot weeder from Turtle. So I'll retweet that, and it's going to be a Cooper_M is my Twitter handle, or X handle, whatever you call it now. I'll retweet that and people can find your tweet with the thing there. Thanks very much, Andy. We'll talk to you again next week.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.